Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Practice Chats on the Deep Blue Podcast, where we get to know some of the BYU Cougars after practice. I'm Cleon Wall, and today's guest is BYU sophomore wide receiver Cody Hagan. Cody, you're not very active on X, former Twitter. Your last two posts are from June and then August of last season. Now, that June repost was about you switching numbers from 18 to 5. Okay, I first have to ask you, why the switch? Why go from 18 to 5?
I think a single digit is just the way to go. So I've never really worn 18. I've worn 5 before when I was younger, so it's nice just to go back to what I like, yeah.
Okay, the other repost from last year was of a beautiful, amazing, whatever you want to say, a nice catch in fall camp last year. Here we are a year later, fall camp again, from that beautiful catch today. How would you grade yourself as a receiver from that time to this?
Yeah, I think a big chunk, especially coming back from a mission from last year, being able to know the playbook a lot better, a lot of nuances and routes and technique and where you line up for each different play. I feel like I've got that down a lot better now. So the mental side is a lot better now, and definitely stronger and faster than last year, for sure.
You played in 10 games last year, caught 3 passes for 29 yards, a 16-yarder against UCF. But what was it like playing that first year of football after coming off of your mission? Some guys have a hard time making that transition. Some guys, unfortunately, get injured. How was that first year for you?
I think, like you said, it's tough because your body's just not used to it. And they usually have people wait a year, gray shirt, come back a little later, and then get ready for the following year. But I really wanted to play. Ended up battling some injuries, which is typical for returned missionaries, but was able to play a lot. Not as much as I wanted to, but it was still a really good learning year, for sure.
What do you think is the thing that you learned the most from that first season? If you had to pick out one or maybe even two things, one or two things that you're like, yeah, these were the things that I learned the most about myself and as a BYU football player.
Yeah, I think in high school, you didn't really need a lot of technique. You could usually just beat people with speed. And so I was able to learn a lot from Chase, who's great at spacing and timing, and Darius, too, just able to learn kind of where to be in the field, not necessarily being a robot and running the route exactly, kind of knowing what coverage it is and recognizing that, for sure. So a big part on the spacing and awareness.
Where do you fit in this wide receiver room right now? What is your role?
Yeah, I think a role could be deep threat, quick for little options, and really the goal is just to be well-rounded receivers. No one plays necessarily a position. Everyone plays every position. So Fessy does a great job recruiting guys who can play all three. So that's the goal.
Last season, Cole, your brother, was on the team too. What was it like playing with your brother Cole?
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to have him. He's really smart, and he's out here signaling with us today. So he's a great addition to just helping the whole offense out.
You're a 3-time state football champ, a state track champ. By the way, what's your favorite race and track? I believe you ran the 100 and 200.
Yeah, either of those, honestly. But once you get beyond the 100 and 200, everything's too long. So I like the 4x1 team race. That one's always a really good one. But anything beyond 200 is too long for me. So,
are you the fastest guy on this team, or are there other guys out here who could probably take you down?
Everyone's going to say they're the fastest. I like to say I'm the fastest too, though. So there's a good group that's up there, all pretty even with each other, though.
Are there any of you that get and were like, hey, I did this in track, or I know I'm this fast, like after practice or just any time during the spring or summer, you're just like, hey, let's have a race?
During the summer, there's some gates we do where they time you on lasers for some of that. A lot of different distances, lengths. So everyone kind of has their 5-yard, 10-yard, whoever's faster in that range. But we do joke about it, yeah.
You were called to serve in the San Bernardino, California mission. It was English speaking, but you spoke some Mandarin. How did that all work out?
So I did Chinese growing up, like first grade through early high school. And so there were some people there that were speaking Chinese. And so I was able to always like talk to them and refer them to the Chinese speaking missionaries in the area or teach them a little lesson. But definitely more English than anything else.
Did you ever challenge anyone to a race on your mission? I mean, we just talked about speed. When you're out there, some people you might want to say, hey, do you want to race or something like that?
I don't think I ever challenged anyone, but there were definitely companions who wanted to race just for fun. But
how was that in dress shoes? I've got to imagine that's not easy.
Yeah, no kidding. We usually did it on a P-day, so okay. We weren't in dress shoes, but that would be difficult.
What was the most impactful story, one or two stories that you could share from your mission?
There's a lot of really cool, just in general, a lot of really cool people that aren't from great circumstances, really, really humble situation where growing up in a great environment, great parents, great family, you never really see that. And so it's really humbling to see them so kind, give you everything they have in order to, you know, they see two guys walking on the street, they want to give you everything they've got and they don't have much. So it really makes you kind of lower yourself and be more humble. And they're great examples and great stories of people like that. But just a general lesson was just need to humble myself a lot more.
Did you also like the fact that you got to serve in at least a mostly warm weather climate where you were serving?
Yeah, no kidding. It got too warm, though. But it was great. Okay. Great time.
Your dad played football for Utah as a wide receiver before playing professional baseball. By the way, do you know how many catches he had as a Ute?
I don't know. I mean, he played for the Pirates first, went on a mission, and then played football at the U for, I think, just 3 years, and he moved on. But I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
When he was coaching you just as dad to son, was it one of those things where it was like, I want you to be better than me? And what did he do to kind of to kind of get you to be better than he ever was as a football player?
Yeah, for sure. Everything about him. I remember the day we grew an inch taller than him, and he's like, I'm not mad. Like, I want you to be taller than me. I want you to be stronger, faster. So he's really, really selfless and wants the best for us. So he's training us. He's getting us with the right trainers, the people that maybe cost a little more, but helped us get to where we needed to be. So he's really great that way.
I know it's just as we're getting ready to go into the season, and it's a 12-game season, it's long, but what's like the one or two things that you want to do this season better than you did last season?
Yeah, be a primary target when I'm on the field is definitely a goal. And still, obviously, need to work on every part of your game always, but I feel like I've gotten better to where I'm more reliable. Still lots to improve everywhere, right? But definitely a goal to be a more primary target on the field.
Okay, last question. Let's circle back to X. When are you going to change your picture on there? You say you are a 6-time state champion and you're in Corner Canyon gear. When are you going to update that picture, man?
Man, I need to re-download Twitter or X, whatever you call it now. I need to re-download it. I'm not on social media much, but I'll get it back and update it for sure.
Thank you once again to my Practice Chats guest, Cody Hagan. I'm Cleon Wall. Ben Hall produced this episode. You can download and subscribe to Deep Blue on all podcast platforms or find all episodes on the BYU Radio app. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.